there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Here we go. Welcome to our number one. You already knew that. Hour one of the Original Recipe podcast. We were up all night recording this podcast, so you'll have fresh audio content. This podcast presented here early in the morning, but you can listen whenever you want. So here we go. It's the 17th day of April. We begin with the play-in tournament. You'll hear a lot of pro bouncy ball for the next couple of months on this show because now the games matter. Did LeBron's Lakers screw up by beating the Pelicans to now match up with the Nuggets in the real playoffs? And how do you classify Zion Williamson's performance, which ended early in the play-in game for the Pelicans? We'll talk about that. Also, the Warriors have been eliminated by Sacramento. Golden State at a fork in the road. What do they do with Klay Thompson and friends? Maller Think Tank will be activated for this Maller monologue. And here it is, our number one. The curtain goes up. Are you excited? You're not excited? It's not really the playoffs. It's something like the playoffs. Welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Birds of a feather, as we are, where fun meets audio. Unless we're not. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond. On the vast and unmeasurably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the side, the other side of the tracks. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Double O Mexican in San Diego says that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And if you're not a fan of pro bouncy ball, you're probably not going to like the next couple of months. I'm warning you right now. There's a certain cadence. These NBA playoffs go on for not just a couple months. I think they go on for the next 12 years. Sometime, I think we'll all be a couple years older by the time the NBA playoffs begin. Now, this is not the playoffs, but our lead is from Pro Bouncy Ball. And we're talking hoops. Not the regular season. Not the regular season. No, no, no. And not the postseason. Not the postseason. Something in between. A glitch in the matrix, if you will. Now, I don't know if you watched any of this. I assume not many people did. I watched it. Do not worry. We're watching this, sitting on our ass here, watching these games. It's our good mitzvah of the day. And we start in the bayou, the shores of the mighty Mississippi in Louisiana. And that is where LeBron James had 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists, and a partridge in a pear tree. The Lakers, who blew an 18-point lead, actually trailed in the final few minutes of the game. But they end up beating the Pelicans, and so they are in the playoffs to L.A. advancing. They're the number 7 seed, and that means a date with the Rocky Mountain Oysters in Colorado as they are headed to Denver, a playoff matchup against the reigning champions of the NBA. Much to the chagrin of a number of pundits, including Reggie Miller, who during the broadcast questioned whether or not there should have been some intentionally missed foul shots to give the game, or at least give the Pelicans a chance to win the game in the final seconds. And Reggie Miller, not alone, a number of hoop heads who get paid plausibly to talk about basketball, wanted the Lakers to throw this game. And were upset. You could tell some of the commentary, they're upset that the Lakers won this game. And annoyed by it. Because now that means if the Lakers had lost, they would have played Oklahoma City. Instead, as we mentioned, they're heading to the Rocky Mountains. So let us discuss the question. Did LeBron's Lakers screw up? Did they screw up by beating the Pelicans to match up with the Nuggets? Did they F this up? So my answer, this is going to shock you. I do not believe they screwed up. I don't. I don't believe they screwed up at all. I'm shaking my head. No, they did not screw up. I've got Ric Flair, Royal Caribbean, and cockpit. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a smell that is in the air that is making my nose run when I came into the building here. And it's not the skunk that usually is in here. Something else. All right, now, I'll explain more later. So let me expand on my position here. It's an unorthodox position, if you've heard my work over the years here. But I do not believe that the Lakers have a prayer of beating the Nuggets. Like, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray would have to collide into each other and go kaboom for the Nuggets to lose to the Lakers. So that is true. All right. And yet, I believe they did the right thing by winning the game and trying to win the game against New Orleans. Now, there's a bit of a asterisk that we'll get to in a second, but both of those things are simultaneously true, that you try to win the game, you play to win the game, and at the same time, you attempt to not avoid playing a team because, oh, you can't beat the Nuggets. That's a loser's attitude, right? So I will give the rare and somewhat appropriate credit to the Lakers for winning this game. However, the credit is subdued because I truly believe watching this game that the switch had been flipped in the fourth quarter and the Lakers were trying to lose the game. I believe they were trying to lose the game with about three and a half minutes to go. New Orleans had the lead, and then it was snap, crackle, pop, little Rice Krispies for Zion Williamson. But in the immortal words of Ric Flair, I learned as a little boy from Ric Flair, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. Right now the man is the Denver Nuggets, so you can't go into there scared and all that stuff. So manipulating the schedule is saucy. It's weak sauce is what it is. So I like the fact, even though they did try to do it a little bit at the end, it didn't work. And Zion said, hold my beer. And speaking of that, that's page two here as we take a look back at this first night of the Western side of the bracket on the play-in, which is not a playoff and not the regular season. It's somewhere else out in the wild blue yonder. So Zion Williamson, that's a very large basketball player. He likes to eat. Zion was having an extraordinary, a masterpiece performance in this Fugazi play-in game before he had to exit. He headed to the locker room, exiting stage left. Oh, my aching leg! He had leg soreness. Now, Shams, or better known as Shams by Charles Barkley there on TNT, says that the hammy went whammy for Zion. So how do you classify Zion Williamson having an amazing statistical performance and yet leaving the play-in game early. So this was, for Zion, I call it the Royal Caribbean. Now, why do I call it the Royal Caribbean? The reason I call it the Royal Caribbean, all-inclusive. It was on brand. Zion had 40 points. He had like 10 points every quarter, something like that. It was the first three, I know he had at least 10 in every quarter. Ended up with 11 rebounds. And then abracadabra, hocus pocus, presto! He vanished at the end. Now, the report is a hammy. They said leg soreness. There'll be more tests. They might have to amputate the leg. I don't know. But Zion Williamson is another example. Here's a guy that's a fraud. He looks like a Mack truck, but he plays like a Mr. Softy truck, meaning he vanishes. Maybe there's something in New Orleans. They had Anthony Davis in New Orleans for a long time. And I don't know what that was. But Anthony Davis, listen, he is the same act. All right, last word here. So we now pivot to the home of the Cowbells. We go to the Cowbells, Sacktown, the capital of California. And boy, those politicians in California are doing a great job. State's never been better. If you're homeless, come on in. Get a bunch of stuff. Anyway, so that aside, not much drama here. I was going to lead with this game, and I thought, well, there's not really anything to talk about. The game was over. Sacramento kept Golden State at arm's length. Keegan Murray, an old Iowa Hawkeye, 32 points. De'Aaron Fox had 24. There were guys I've never heard of that were knocking down money balls. Sacramento was one of the worst teams in the NBA to close the regular season, and it didn't matter. The Kings ran the Warriors out of the building. They mopped the floor with the once-proud Warriors, a beat-down situation. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Sacramento now will play New Orleans in a matchup that television executives are ready to jump out of buildings over because no one's going to be watching that game. But New Orleans and Sacramento in the Friday game, the winner will play OKC. Whew, can you imagine? Sacramento and Oklahoma City, or either combination, is a terrible television combination. They're going to get one of those, but I don't work in television. Well, I kind of do, but not on that. I don't care about that. I don't work for the NBA. So anyway, the better story, though, is you know where? It's in the losing locker room, and that is where we will begin because that is where Golden State was excommunicated from the postseason, and the story, don't bury the lead, my man. I probably already did, but Klay Thompson. You know what kind of house Klay Thompson is? He's a brick house. That's what we're going to have. My God. This is his showcase performance entering the free agent marketplace. His contract is up with Golden State. Klay Thompson, he went out. If he was a pitcher for the Giants, he would have pitched a shutout. Klay Thompson went out. He had a torch special. He sucked at a time you cannot suck. Klay Thompson scored as many points as Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan, and Inca Terror, he's also blind, combined. 0 points. Took 10 shots. Obviously missed every one of them. 0 for 10. So let's get to the Gila monster in the room. The Warriors. They are at the proverbial fork in the road. What do they do with Klay Thompson? And what do they do with Klay Thompson's friends? We assume Steph Curry will stay. But what do they do with these other guys? So we have activated as a public service to our friends all over Northern California. We've activated now the Maller Think Tank. So we turned on the Maller Think Tank. So the advice here is rather obvious. It is time to hit the road, Jack, right? And for Klay Thompson, you say, Klay, listen, it's been great. We'll kiss your ass, right, when we're back sucking, you know, a couple years from now. We'll give you a statue. We'll retire your number. We'll give out bobbleheads. We'll kiss your ass when we want to sell tickets, and we'll bring you back. Right, and we'll give out any kind of Klay Thompson promotion, but we got to get rid of you. So don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, will be the advice there. Enter the cockpit. Klay's got to go right in that cockpit and enter the transfer portal. He's known as the sea captain. He likes to take the boat across the bay there to the Warriors games with the slow boat. He's on a slow boat out of the bay. And I got to tell you, the Warriors, it is time to say hasta la vista to Draymond Green. Is it not? And I got the vibe. I was watching in the back here. I was trying to hide from everyone. I was watching on my phone because I couldn't get it on the TVs here. I don't know how to turn the TVs because I don't know the right remote control, so I had to watch it on my phone. But I was watching the Steph Curry news conference. I got the vibe that Curry is ready to just cut the cord. And that's the right move. Draymond Green at this point is an all-star podcaster. Okay, he's not an all-star player. The reason that Golden State was in this Fugazi playing thing was because Draymond Green could not keep his hands to himself and got suspended, and they lost a bunch of games. And so that's why. And Klay Thompson's old, but just get rid of both of them. Just get rid of all of them. I don't think you can get rid of Klay. You can't get rid of Steph Curry because you gotta sell some tickets, and those tickets are expensive, and those tech executives in the Bay Area aren't going to buy the tickets just to watch the other team. So you got to keep Steph Curry, but you can trade Draymond Green. Trade him to a team, I don't know, the Knickerbockers. Somebody like that would take Draymond Green. You'd probably get some decent return on investment, but it's just time. I was reading stories before the game that were pumping the tires up on Klay Thompson, how great he was playing to end the regular season. He had an epiphany and all that. And I was like, oh, my God. He looked just – he had like one leg, couldn't move, couldn't make any – it was just terrible. Just dreadful. Do not let a falling star fall on you. And the Warriors have let multiple falling stars fall right on top of them. I don't even know if Steve Kerr comes back. He's going to coach the Olympics. There is a dimension here where Steve Kerr ends up leaving the Warriors also. Just says, I don't want to be here. We're going to have Steph Curry and the seven dwarfs out there. I'm going to go Snow White. I don't want that. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on any of this, speakeasy rules are in effect. You can join us here, scream, shout, yell, all of that. And you can be part of the program. And also on X, at Ben Maller. That is X, at Ben Maller, if you'd like to be part. Big night on the show later on. We'll have Maller to the third degree. We've got the riddle of the day. Too much or not enough. The Queen of Hearts with our friend Lorena. Love advice from the Tech Queen. Very positive person. She's much too positive to work here. We'll break her down, though, at some point. She'll be very negative like me and Eddie. And that's going to happen. So we're gonna get her to that point. And also, we'll have Password, the word game of the stars. You probably won't be listening by then, so download the podcast when we're done, and that'll be up. So it's Smell-O-Vision. We'll get to that, and much different times. We'll go there as well. We'll do it all, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Let's go to a game together.
Let's do it. And now live from the TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios. I can see Ben. They've moved the camera. We are looking in each other's eyes. It's disturbing. It's Ben Maller.
Well, Eddie, you know I don't like to rip management. I don't. I love working here. I've worked here.
Why would you have anything to say? What's going on? Is there something strange going on right now?
Well, I just want to know the mindset. I just want to know the planning that goes into certain things. I'm curious. I don't know. I want to know the planning that goes into these things. It just fascinates me. Like decisions that are made.
Yeah.
Like if you have a 24-hour restaurant and you go clean the kitchen when it's the busiest time of the restaurant. Seems a little odd to me. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's the right time to clean the kitchen when everyone wants food. You know.
Yeah. There are other times I think it might be better for that.
Might have been more effective when people are doing shows from Connecticut or the Fox lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know what? This is a test by the company. They want – it's like an obstacle course. I come in here. I get here. I'm watching the end of the Warriors-Kings game, which was over by third quarter. It was over. So I'm in the back, and all of a sudden, it's like smell-o-vision. I smell it. My nose starts running. I'm like, "What is that?" And then I see it. There's nothing against these guys. There's a team of people here.
They're just doing their job.
They're just doing their job. Yeah, yeah. There's a line I will not use to that, but I will not use my line. But anyway, they're nice guys. I mean, I got a wave. One of the guys waved at me, and they were cleaning the. They're cleaning the carpets.
Yeah, like they got some equipment in here. They're doing
heavy equipment.
A deep cleanse.
It's like a carpet Zamboni that they're using here to clean the carpet, which is good because I don't think they've ever cleaned the carpets here. So
very rarely.
Maybe. I think there's dirt from like Rich Herrera, Chris Myers is there.
I would say it's a once a year thing probably.
I think there's, remember the Rod Van Hook, the late
I
Rod
don't.
Van Hook?
I
you don't,
know
he
that.
Was before your time.
Before my time.
All right. There's a bunch of legends.
That's saying something.
That worked here.
I was thinking it would be really awesome to sleep on the floor now that it's going to be so clean.
Well, when you drop some food, you can just eat it off the floor now, right?
Oh my gosh. We can like move the 3-second rule up to 15.
Let me explain why we need to break down the niceness of the queen here, Eddie. So she came in here before the show started, and she gave me some commercials, which I love to read. You know that. I love the commercials.
Me
favorite
too.
Part of the show. And so I was, of course, I was very measured with my dialogue to the queen here. And I was explaining why I didn't know that this was a good idea to clean the carpets while I'm I'm on the air. And she was so positive. She, oh, this is going to be great. Everything's going to be clean. It's going to be so good.
Yes.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, no, get out of the building. You can't act like that around here. What's wrong with you?
I do want to say, Ben, a lot of people have tried to discourage my positivity over the years.
Yes.
And you know what I say to them?
What's that?
I smile.
Ah, oh, she smiles. See, what I do is I say, bah, humbug.
Yeah, you
That's
look
what
like
I
this.
Do.
Yep.
Oh, she was about to say something really mean, but she stopped. You
I
see
love
that?
The Scrooge. It's one of my favorite movies.
Uh-huh. All right. You were going to go like third rail, though. I know you were going to go, you're going to like take the butcher knife out and, you know, samurai sword or whatever. And what other knives can I name? I don't know. Machete. I can name a machete.
Ginsu.
That's fancy. Go.
Not a butter knife, because that really won't do much damage. Anyway, we began the night here with the NBA. So that's our. Coop doesn't seem to mind. He seems fine. I don't know.
I'm curious to know what Coop thinks about this, if he wants to share his thoughts.
About the cleaning?
Are you pro cleaning or anti cleaning?
Oh, I'm pro cleaning.
What about the timing of it?
I mean, I think that's just generally when it happens for most businesses.
But you would agree that this business, there's less movement in this room. It's like 6 hours a day. There's not a lot of movement. You know?
I would think that maybe
from a logistical standpoint, that might make a little. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
They might have been thinking of just, you know, other things. But I think that they could have said, hey, you can do the show from home tonight.
Yeah, they could have said that. They could have pointed that out to me.
Because now that room is not going to get cleaned, right?
Well, we were having a conversation. I mean,
how fast can they clean a room?
Well,
I think it was the top of the hour.
Yeah, because they did this entire room during the break.
But then you're going to have to do the show. My nose will start running. Whatever chemicals they're using to clean the carpet is messing my nose.
So. See, that's not happening to me, but. Also, I mean, it's better than the trash that you're always complaining about, right? It's better than that smell.
Positive Coop over there. Look at that. Well, the trash, I can move out of the room. See, I can move the trash out in the hall. I can't. Every piece of carpet's going to be covered in those chemicals that they're using to clean the carpet.
I think it smells nice. I mean,
it smells really fresh in here.
Yeah, yeah. I walked in and I'm like, wow.
It's zestfully clean.
Do you not have the ability to smell chemicals? You think they're using Eau Naturelle?
It smells clean to me. It doesn't smell like ass like it normally does.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
I don't know. It still might smell like ass, just with the soap on it or whatever. I don't know. Do you smell anything, Eddie?
Yeah, they haven't cleaned my room yet.
It smells like the room took a fresh shower.
You know what it smells like? It smells like a dirty hotel room in Vegas that they just kind of half-assed clean.
No, not even close.
Totally.
No,
that's exactly.
It does not.
I've been to those hotel rooms where you check in. You know that there was a person in there 10 minutes before, and they were just putting like bleach or whatever the cleaning fluid they had all over the hotel.
I don't think it's as harsh as like the chemical smell. Listen, I don't think it's harsh. I think it smells
Coop, my schnoz is undefeated, and I can smell.
Some people have very sensitive sniffers. Yeah. My wife is that way. She smells things I don't even smell.
Yeah, I've always had a problem. I remember one time I was at the Hollywood Bowl with my wife. We were dating, and some woman in front of me sat down, and she had this perfume. I started coughing. And I had to literally walk out of my seat and move to a different seat because I could not handle this. And I didn't even know who she was. She was sitting like in the row in front, and her perfume was so foul.
We got a new nickname for you, Ben.
What's that?
The sensitive sniffer.
That's not bad. I might have to add that. You know, I have more nicknames than anybody, as you know.
God, I know.
Many, many nicknames. The most nicknames here. At Fox, I like the sensitive snicker. I almost said a bad word.
Snicker. I thought you were going to say snicker.
Well, I might have been saying something else. But anyway, that's our situation. Boy, these are first world problems. These are big first world problems.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events.
With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Diamondbacks outscore the Cubs 12-11 in 10
innings. I'm told the Cubs had won over 30 games in a row when scoring 10 or more runs. That was their first loss. I think it was like 32 games or something like that. I read on the internet. Must be true. Read it on the internet.
If the internet says it, must be true.
Everything's right on the internet.
Yeah. All right. Now back to the sensitive sniffer. Ben Maller.
Oh, thank you, Eddie. It's always nice that you add to my nickname collection, and we do appreciate that. So stay tuned. At any moment, I will start. My nose will start running, and then I will. In addition to that, I will have my throat will lose my voice. So you'll get the Eddie Garcia Show talking.
I'm waiting for a knock on my door at any second here.
Winnipeg Jets hockey. Whatever. Double O Mexican in San Diego says 9.2 on the Maller monologue. I agree with you, Ben. The Lakers have virtually no shot versus the Nuggets, but if the Lakers beat the Nuggets, will you eat Rocky Mountain oysters again? Well, I've already done it once, Double O Mexican. I don't go back. I've done it once. That's enough. Yefimi in Chicago writes in, says, hey, Maller, A+, and some baba ganoush on the Maller monologue. Did you see the clip of that dirtbag Cardinals manager, Oliver Marmol, grabbing an Oakland A's security guard like some tough guy? That was an ex-cop. He should have punched that loser Cardinal, says Yefimi, the proud Cub fan from Chicago. So I did see it, and there was a replay. Cardinals were debating whether or not to use a replay challenge to kind of paint the picture for you. This goes back to Monday's game. And he was the Cardinals were debating whether or not to challenge the play in which Brendan Donovan of the Redbirds, was he safe or was he out? Was he tagged at second? But this A's security guard, there are more security guards protecting the players in Oakland than fans in the crowd. But this athletic security guard, he stepped in front of Oliver Marmol. You do not step in front of Oliver Marmol. You do not do that. And if you do, he will grab you and grab your shirt. And so he did.
And there's some interesting photos that are on the internet. But, of course, you, Yefimi, as a Chicago Cub guy, you've got to take shots. Every pot shot you can take at the Cardinals. Masshole Mickey says, I like Masshole Maller as a nickname. Well, I'm not an authentic masshole because I'm not from Massachusetts, but I have worked there many times off and on various jobs. So I would think I'm an honorary Maller masshole. Yeah, I'm an honorary Maller masshole. So I'm going to count that. Yefimi says, can we please get a nickname rundown? Well, God, Yefimi, what do you think I'm a trained seal here? I'm just going to start dancing because you want to hear the nicknames? Well, I have been called the Baron of Balderdash, Big Gallbladder. Ben is the Menace, Captain Knee-Jerk, the Duke of the North Woods, General of Degenerates, the Tycoon of Tees, the Master of Disaster. See, this is respect, not playing music and sound effects while I do this. The Hustler of Filibuster, the Night Light of Nightlife, the Pummeler of Producers, Benny Brightside, the Manatee of Insanity, Marconi Mather, Moneyline Mather, the Emissary of Embellishment, Weeknight Windbag, the Wizard of Wacky. I've been called the Slayer of Naysayers, the Grand Goober of Gab, the Oligarch of Dark, the Tower of Babel On, Honest Adonis, the Nocturnal Colonel, the Underdog of Monologue, and the Holy Pope of the Slippery Slope. And what's that latest one here? The Sensitive Sniffer, according to Eddie Garcia, the Sensitive Sniffer. Let's go to the phones. We'll say hello now. Let's go to Memphis, where the barbecue is good and the basketball is bad, and we'll say hello to Big Daddy in Memphis. Hello, Big Daddy.
What's going on, all my fans and all my constituents? You know, you got that 5-second delay going while I'm talking, so I'm just going to make it real quick. It's talking as I'm talking, and I hear your voice 3-4 times. Just want to holler in. See what's going on.
Are you hearing? Are you hearing me in echo? Is that what you're hearing on your own hold?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I'm hearing you in echo. So I just wanted to holler at you. That sounds to me like
it could be a you problem, not a me problem. That sounds like a you problem.
No.
Let me check it. Are we broadcasting in echo tonight on the show?
No, Ben, we are not.
Okay, Lorena has told me we are not broadcasting in echo.
No, I'm hearing you.
Can you turn this? I want to hear what I sound like in echo. Can you play that? Is there any way you can play that?
I can't do it because if I do, I'm gonna hang up on you.
Oh, okay. Are you listening on an app? Are you listening on an app or something? Or like, what are you listening on?
No. I listen to you like I always do. Fox Sports. You know the what's the name? On the Fox Foot thing on the
Apple. The whatchamacallit.
Yeah,
I got you. Yeah, that's what we call it, the thingamajig.
I know why. You know, y'all had a 5-second delay just in case, you know, them people talking got the mouths, so you have to cut them off. So I just want to call
it. We do have a delay. We've always had a delay. B, it's longer than 5 seconds.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
Yep. See, you just said echo. Three times.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is very distracting. You might want to close the app and reopen it. You know, maybe that'll help.
I'll probably do it.
Yeah.
I'll catch you next time because, man, I'm hearing everybody.
Okay. All right. I'm pretty sure that if everyone was hearing that, we would know about it.
Thank you.
Yeah. But thank you for checking in, Big Daddy, on the customer service department. Let's say hello to Transgender Dave, who's in the Lone Star State. Hello, Transgender Dave.
Ben, for the first time in the 7 years I've been calling you, you have a golden opportunity for a baseball put down, so let me set you up.
All right.
Ben, how are you?
If I was any better, I'd be an ass, but not an Astro, because they blow.
Let me recommend.
Thank you. You're like a good point guard lobbing the ball up. I appreciate that.
I want to recommend to all you sports fans out there, be a fair weather fan. As long as the Astros are losing, they're dead to me. Problem solved.
Ah, that is so good. You realize there's only three teams in all of baseball that have a worse record than the cheating Astros.
Now, I have a country to save, so I want to update you on my...
Oh, yes, you're running for president. How's that going? You're not a third party, you're a fourth party candidate. Is that correct?
It's going brilliantly. We we have to raise money. So at the Transgender Dave Cafe tonight, it's a theme night. It's hard liquor and handgun night.
Well, that's a fun night. Bring the kids. Always a fun night.
It's big in Texas.
Yeah.
Now, I will be, when I'm president, I will be setting the moral tone for the country. So there's a story that bothers me. Out of California, a little town called Wasco, about 27 miles from Bakersfield, a television crew filmed a man eating a human leg. So I just want to say, if you're going to eat a human leg, you've got to cook the leg. What are we, animals?
That's a great point. It's not sushi. You've got to cook the that's what Jeffrey Dahmer did back in the day.
Human tartare.
You got to cook it. You know, you can't, because otherwise you might get some disease or something like that.
Yeah, we're not animals. So
now let me ask you, because I know I was reading a story that a lot of those like vegan burgers, you know, the rip-off burgers are worse for you than eating actual meat. There was a story on that I was reading the other day. So with that as a backdrop, will they make like meat that tastes like human flesh? Will they make that? Will that be the next item they'll be making?
Well, I think maybe it might catch on in California. You know, that's where everything starts. So
yes, all right. Well, very good. Transgender Dave, good luck. Keep us updated on the election and how things are going.
Thank you, Ben. Right, and I'm still gender fluid.
Okay, you haven't had the operation yet.
I'm still half the time I'm in love with Lorena, and the other half it's Mark, the full name guy.
Oh well, I don't even know who that. Mark's upset with me again. Mark sent me a manifesto. He sent me a bunch of angry messages on email. And he said our show sucks without him, and he says we all know it, that with him not calling,
you
the show's
suck.
Show's terrible. So,
yeah. Well, I don't want to get personal, Ben, but I think I had this suspicion that Justin just got married to a woman, and I've heard that maybe you and Eddie are married to women as well.
We're old school. I know. I got to go. Thank you. All right. Go away. What do you want from me? All right. So this story.
I'm not attracted to women.
Well, that's a lie. But anyway, so the story here, which is just one different times. So this video from 14 years ago, 2010 recruitment video. You see this? This recruitment video of the New York Knickerbockers trying to convince LeBron James to join the Knicks and the Big Apple. So some podcaster, I don't know who this guy is, he got the video, and the video, it featured the likes of the Sopranos, Tony Soprano and Carmela Soprano from the old HBO show there, and it also had Donald Trump was part of it. See, the moment Donald Trump became persona non grata was when he ran for the White House and all that. But at one point, the Knicks were using him to try to recruit LeBron James. Of course, now Trump rips LeBron, and LeBron rips him. So the feeling's mutual.
You are fake news.
Chris Rock was in there. Robert De Niro. Spike Lee, of course. Or a bunch of other celebrities. And it did not work. It did not. But at that time, Trump was a big deal. He was on Celebrity Apprentice, the host of Celebrity Apprentice.
You're fired.
So it's kind of funny how times have changed over the years. That's what happens. All right, straight ahead, we will have the Who Am I game. We'll do that right now. With Golden State exterminated from the play-in, Chris Paul has added to his streak 19 seasons without winning a championship. 19 seasons without winning a championship. Only Vince Carter and me have played more seasons without winning a title. Who am I? That's the question. What's the answer? We'll get to it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is the greatest show on overnight audio earth. It is even better when you join our curious world. We would be appreciative to have you. You can co-mingle with fellow Maller Militia members on Facebook and Instagram. Just a few clicks away, go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
We'll get to the Who Am I game in a minute. Ferg Dog writes and he says, Eddie Garcia, the luckiest guy in radio. A lot of people would pay good money to look at Ben Maller for 4 hours, and he gets it for free every night. Eddie, you should really appreciate this, Eddie. This is an amazing blessing that you have to look at my mug. Great take by Ferg Dog.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Hey, are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And with the first round of the draft starting next Thursday, week from tomorrow, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Sounds official. It is official. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live with Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington. I saw him. And Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That is coming up next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Express Pros. Here's the Who Am I game, with Golden State being eliminated from the postseason, the play-in. Chris Paul has added to his streak 19 seasons now of pro basketball without winning a championship. Only Vince Carter and me have played more without winning a title. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? El Zorro, guessed by Gilberto. Who else do we have? Dolmite from Art Puffin. Andy from Lionel Lake says the answer is Slenderman. That is the correct answer. Robbie the Mariner fan, guessed by multiple people. Mr. Nice Guy says Lyle Overbay. Nice random name. Charlie Brown from I-40 Ian. That's his answer. Rooney Mara, who is 39 today, guessed by late night drug tester. Barney Rubble from the Cowboy Killer. Who else do we have here? Big Greg in Iowa says it has to be one of those giant metal cocks at Tractor Supply Company. Well, yeah, those are pretty impressive. I popped my cherry. I went to Tractor Supply for the first time. Yeah, very impressive. Eddie, quickly, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yes, it's James Buddha Edwards.
No, Eddie. The correct answer is Jamal Crawford. Jamal Crawford is the correct answer. Former Clipper, Jamal Crawford.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.